I don't know personally how anybody figures this stuff out unless they do have some kind of support or community around it.
Hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show.
And let's also be honest about something, right? Even that first baseline, right, is very hard to achieve sometimes because of all the emotions and all the bullshit and the baggage that's like brought into this stuff. Sometimes it's just difficult dealing with an ex for the simple fact that they trigger you, right? So that like getting to that baseline of, I'm not going to rag on them in front of the kids. We're going to be chill. We're going to be adults about this. We're going to be mature it's a hard level to get to. You have to get through a lot of bullshit, a lot of fog first before you get to that. But once you get there and you feel like you can do that consistently, then you have a little bit better of a map, I think, moving forward, right? It becomes a little bit easier because if you just at the very least need to be there, right, and communicating with that person when you might want to be 1,000 miles away, right, and in the company of wonderful people doing your own thing, you know, you have to find a way to make that work and to get to that level on your own.
And I think so much of it is just practice, failing, practice again. And a big breakthrough for me, and we're going to talk about this later and even provide some scripts that I think are very helpful, is the language, the words that you say, the first 7 words that you say when you need a little help picking up the kids that day, or, you know, your ex said, can you take them at 6 a.m.? Who knows, if she presented it a little bit differently, you might've been more open to it. So there's all these little tiny nuances that, you know, I've learned from reading books that have nothing to do with divorce. And I said, oh, these would probably be pretty applicable in this kind of negotiation that we're now going through every day of our lives.
That's exactly right. And I've got a great tip, a wonderful acronym that, let's just say that the hint I'm going to give you is that it's from Back to the Future. Just leave it there, which would be a cool little teaser for everyone. Because if you want to be like Marty McFly, you're going to have to listen to this tip.
I think I know what it is.
You know what it is? It's been around the circle. Should I say it now or save it for later?
Yeah, let us know. Let us know. What is it?
It's the only Biff you want to be friends with. Okay. Biff stands for brief, informative, friendly, and firm. When you're responding to an ex, particularly when it's a difficult thing, right? Or even if you're just kind of like, I need to handle something right now and I can't deal with this. I can't engage with you about this right now. Sometimes exes like to poke, right? Sometimes something's going on. They see something on social media. They hear something. They reach out. They try to poke from the beginning, right? If you can recognize that, then fine. But even if that's not the case, right? Sometimes the Biff approach, brief, informative, friendly, and firm is the way to go. And that happens in a text or in an email. And again, that should be somewhat self-descriptive, right? Brief doesn't need to be more than a sentence probably, or a couple of words. Informative, it tells them everything they need to know, not everything that you want to tell them, everything that they need to know. They're on a need to know basis. That's one of the important things. This is another boundary, which is how much information you give out. They don't need to know where you are. They don't need to know who you're with. They don't need to know what you're doing. They don't need to know what your schedule is or anything like that. They just need to know what the answer is from you. And they don't deserve to know the rest of the information either. It's none of their business necessarily, unless you want to share it with them. But then the other part about it is being firm or being friendly, right? And so like, you're not dropping cuss words and you're not trying to be backhanded and you're not trying to poke or insult or bring up old baggage. You're just like, this is what it is, straight on the table. There's no frills about it. And then it's firm, you're holding to it, right? Every other answer or any request afterwards, right, to kind of negotiate, and it's not a negotiation necessarily sometimes, right, is no, right? And if it is a negotiation, knowing what your firmer boundaries are in that way, what you're willing to give away from what you initially stated.
This is a clip from my conversation with Noam Raucher. Noam is a rabbi, he's a men's coach and a spiritual coach. You can find him at noamraucher.com. That's noamraucher.com. Or find Noam and other professionals on the WTF Divorce Directory at WTFdivorce.com. Thank you so much for listening, and if you found this content valuable, here are 3 ways we can help give you more. 1, go to WTFdivorce.com and enter your email to get the newest content. 2, share it with a divorce friend who you think it could help. 3, leave us a 5-star review so we can bring you more conversations like this.